For the last little while, we were learning the Navi Ovadia, which speaks about the Melchama that's going to be with the Beis Yosef, the way they're going to fight Edom. And really, this is brought down in the Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. It says, Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv, Yaakov was resting. Beretz Canaan and Eretz Canaan. And right away the Torah starts off, Eila told this Yaakov Yosef. This is the children of Yaakov Yosef. And Rashi, in the first Rashi, Vayeshev Yaakov brings down that what is the connection Vayishlach and Vayeshev? That when Vayishlach finishes off telling us about all the generals of Edom, the generals of Esav, like the Torah calls them Aluf this, Aluf that, all these Alufim, all these generals that the Torah tells us about. And Yaakov was wondering and he said, Mi yochel lichveishes kulon, who can conquer all these Alufim, all these generals? So the Torah continues, Eila tell this Yaakov Yosef, that there's going to be the entire Esav is like a little piece of hay or straw, and Yosef is like a spark, and one spark can go out and destroy the entire Edom, all the Goyim that come from Esav. I remember this clearly, this Rashi, because when I was in third grade, we had a game that was called Torah Baseball. So everyone, you know, they have the questions, and each one had the harder questions, the stronger questions, a little weaker questions, you know, everyone according to their level. So at that point, this was like the hard question of the time, that what was Yosef compared to? That was the big question, what was Yosef compared to? The spark that destroyed Esav, that was the big question at that time. But anyways, we see from here the way Yosef battles Esav. And that's what's going to be years later, that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to battle Esav, which is Edom. With this, the Ramban on Chumash explains a fascinating thing. There's a Ramban on Parshas Bishalach. In Parshas Bishalach, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Tes tells us about the Melchama with Amalek. Pasuk Ches says, Vayove Amalek, Amalek came, Vayilachem im Yisrael b'Refidim, and they fought with Yidden, they came to fight with Yidden in Refidim. So right away you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu would go out and fight with them. The Torah tells us in Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Moshe Yehoshua, Moshe tells Yehoshua, B'chalonu Anoshim, you go pick people, V'tzei Yilachem b'Amalek, go fight with Amalek. So the Mepharshim ask, why couldn't Moshe do it himself? Why did he have to pick Yeshua to go fight with Amalek? Why after Yeshua? Why couldn't he pick him himself? So the Ramban is Mairich on this thing. And the Ramban basically explains like this. That Amalek comes from Edom, Esav. Yeshua was from Shevet Yosef, Ephraim. The Melchama with Edom is for Mashiach ben Yosef. The Melchama and Edom is for the Shevet Yosef. Therefore, the Melchama with Amalek in the Midbar, he sent through Yeshua, which was from Shevet Yosef. And listen to the way he finishes off. V'nikola asher osa Moshe v'Yeshua imoim b'Rishayna. Everything, the war that Moshe and Yeshua did with Edom, with Amalek in the Midbar, Yasu aliyo Mashiach ben Yosef imzaram. That's what the Einiklach of Yeshua or Yosef, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, and the Einiklach of Amalek, which is the Edom that the Navi Avadia is talking about, this he will finish off that job. Al Kain his amitz Moshe b'davar. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was very careful, and he was mechazik in this inyan that after Yeshua should be the one to do it, and that we should fight Amalek, because this was paving the way for the ultimate milchama with Mashiach ben Yosef with the Edomim. So we see that there's a special shaychus with Yosef, that davke the inyanim of milchama is kosher to him. Because we find something very, very interesting about Yosef, even more than we find by the other Shvatim. So the Torah tells us about Yosef, that hu ha-shalit al ha-oretz, that he was able to be the melech in Mitzrayim. All the other Shvatim, they were royei tzoin, they were shepherds, which means that they were able to deal with the Nefesh HaBahamis, but not in the real city setting. In other words, the hardcore Nefesh HaBahamis, dealing mamish with the Grubkeit and Elam Hazeh, they weren't able to do it. Davke Yosef, he had the koyach to go and to be make milchama and be the end of being the king of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the ultimate klipa. We know Mitzrayim is from the word meitzar u'gvul, that it's trying to limit expansion of Yiddishkeit, the expansion of the Chassidishkeit. That's Mitzrayim. And then we have Amalek, which Amalek is from the word, the same gematria as Suffolk, because Amalek is Korcha Baderech. They try to cool you off. They try to give you Sveikis. Which, by the way, we know that that's the whole meaning of Cholav Akum. That Cholav Akum, it also gives Sveikis in Amunah. And I was always wondering why the people, the modern-day Lashon for Cholav Akum, became Cholav Stam. Why Cholav Stam? Why they picked that name? So I was thinking about it for a long time. I came up with the answer that the word Cholav Stam is the same gematria as the word Mekarer, that it cools you off from Emuna. So being that they were trying to be meramis to you, that Cholav Akum is a kalkite to the union of Emuna, so they wanted to pick a word that would fit right into the gematria of the word Mekarer, to cooling off. Which that is the union of Amalek and Mitzrayim. Who is the antithesis of Amalek, of Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim wants you to cool off. Yosef, by definition, means Haysafa, adding. In other words, Yosef and Mitzrayim are two opposites. Mitzrayim want you to do less, to cool you off and to limit you in your Avodah. And Yosef is the koyach to do more. Yosef Hashem li ben acher, to go up, to add another one. Which that's one of the mefarshim. On the pasuk Yosef Hashem li ben acher, that's referring to Mashiach ben Yosef, which is going to come from Yosef. But we see that davke the milchama part of with Mitzrayim, with Amalek, that is miyuchid to the shevet of Yosef, to the shevet of Hesafa, to the Shevet of Maisa B'Poyel, to go over all the Inyanim. And that's where we see in the Torah the Makar for this Milchama of Mashiach ben Yosef.